In accordance with Section 464 of the Local Government Act, no public hearing is permitted for applications that are consistent with the official community plan and are primarily residential. Submit your comments in writing by 12 o'clock noon on Council Meeting Day to the City Clerk by mail at 13450 104th Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3T1 Volt 8, online web form at surrey.ca. Email at clerks@surrey.ca or fax at 604-501-7578. Read the planning report and related documents at City Hall Monday to Friday 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. except statutory holidays or online at surrey.ca. Notice is hereby given that the proposed rezoning bylaw, Surrey Comprehensive Development Zone 176, CD 176, bylaw, 2024, Number 21136, will be read for the first time by the City of Surrey Council at the Council meeting on January 29, 2024, for the purposes of potential adoption. In accordance with Section 464 of the Local Government Act, no public hearing is permitted for applications that are consistent with the official community plan and are primarily residential. Application 7918-0138-00. Location 18175 74th Avenue. Purpose of bylaw. The applicant is requesting to rezone the site shown shaded in gray on the location map from General Agriculture Zone to Comprehensive Development Zone in order to develop 74 townhouses on the subject site. Blank, underscore, blank. Notice is hereby given that the proposed rezoning bylaw, Surrey Zoning by Law, 1993, Number 12,000, Amendment Bylaw, 2024, Number 21,138, will be read for the first time by the City of Surrey Council at the Council meeting on January 29, 2024, for the purposes of potential adoption. In accordance with Section 464 of the Local Government Act, no public hearing is permitted for applications that are consistent with the official community plan and are primarily residential. Application 7917-0116-00, 7917-0116-01. Location 18638 74th Avenue. Purpose of bylaw and development variance permit. The applicant is requesting to rezone the site shown shaded in gray on the location map from 1-acre residential zone to multiple residential 30 zone in order to permit the development of 79 townhouse units. In addition, the proposal includes a development variance permit to reduce the minimum north yard setback from 4.5 meters to 4.0 meters to the upper story projections for buildings 1 and 2 and from 6.0 meters to 3.0 meters for buildings 10, 13 and 14. To reduce the minimum east yard setback from 6.0 meters to 5.5 meters to the principal building face and 5.0 meters to the upper story projections for buildings 2 and 10. To reduce the minimum east yard setback from 6.0 meters to 4.5 meters to the principal building face and 4.0 meters to the upper story projections for buildings 3, 4 and 11. To reduce the minimum south yard setback from 6.0 meters to 4.3 meters for building 4 and from 6.0 meters to 4.5 meters to the principal building face and 4.2 meters to the upper story projections for buildings 11 and 12. To reduce the minimum west yard setback from 6.0 meters to 4.1 meters for building 6. To reduce the minimum west yard setback from 6.0 meters to 3.0 meters to the principal building face and 2.5 meters to the upper story projections for building 12. To reduce the minimum west yard setback from 6.0 meters to 5.0 meters to the principal building face and 4.4 meters to the upper story projections for building 13. To increase the number of risers permitted within the setback area from 3 to 5 for units 1 to 9 and 51 to 56. To permit visitor parking stalls 8 and 9 to be located within the west yard setback. To increase the maximum percentage of back-to-back townhouse units from 20% to 30%. And to reduce the outdoor amenity space requirement for back-to-back ground-oriented dwelling units from 6.0 square meters to 3.0 square meters per dwelling unit.